the Flintstone. I can make your bed.
Hello, this is DJ Sammy K, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to Sammy K Superfun Tune Time. You just heard Portuguese Knife Fight by Cage the Elephant. Looks like we have a caller right now, so I'm going to answer this call real quick. Trying to figure this out. Okay. So, I can't really answer the call right now because it's not showing up on my board for some reason. I don't know why I can't find the phone on here. But, we'll move along to the next song. This song is called Frontin' by Pharrell featuring Jay-Z. So... enjoy this one.
Been looking at you all the time. Sexy. Look at your ass is soft. Been waiting to get with you.
Hey, yeah. Don't wanna sound full of my myself a room, but you ain't looking at no other dudes, cause you love me.
I'm sorry, baby.
So sexy.
So you think about a chance, you find yourself trying to do my dance, maybe cause you love me.
You do well.
So then we tried.
Singing a slow down because you weren't used to how fast we touched.
We touched.
Then we locked eyes.
And I knew I wasn't there, and I was gonna tear your ass up.
Your ass
I know
up.
That I'm carrying on. Never mind if I'm showing off. I was just frontin'.
You know I want you, babe.
I'm ready to bet it all, unless you don't care at all. But you know I want you.
You should stop frontin', babe.
Trying to be the best girlfriend you could be. Still you sneak and look at me, and girl, I love it. Then you give your other girl a shove. Tell her you gon' call my ass how it was, and she's gon' love it. Whoa, whoa. Yeah.
So then we tried.
Singing a slow down because you weren't used to how fast we touched.
Fast we touched.
Then we locked eyes.
And I knew I wasn't there, and I was gon' tear your ass up.
Yeah,
I know that I'm carrying on. Never mind if I'm showing off. I was just frontin'.
You know I want you, babe.
I'm ready to bet it all, unless you don't care at all. But you know I want you.
I want you.
You should stop frontin', babe.
Oh. We got another one for real.
Dance.
I claim for real, you the truth. Was brought up, I would act all nonchalant in front of an audience, like you was just another shorty. I put the naughty on, but truth be told, you threw me for a loop this whole. I'm too old to be frontin' when I'm feeling, then selling, acting like you ain't appealing when you are, stuntin' like you ain't my only girl when you are. I'm ready to stop when you are.
Carrying on, never mind if I'm showing off. I was just frontin'.
You know I want you, babe.
I'm ready to bet it all, unless you don't.
All right, we do have a caller on the air right now, Lucas.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, Lucas. How are you doing?
Hello? I'm doing good. Wide awake here at 12:08, of course, because we got to listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited to be on again. I think this is my third week in a row. I'm very excited mm-hmm. to be back on again.
That's good. Very good.
But yeah, I got another question in, so... If I can fire away.
Oh, of course. Go ahead.
Okay. So I was just, you know, looking through my music as one does, and I saw that this song that I've been listening to for the past 2 months, I only just started listening to it for the past 2 months, it's called Mile High, great song.
Yeah,
is now my most listened to song of all time at 371 plays, and I've only been listening to this song for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question is, have you ever had a song where you started listening to it and you just could not stop listening to it to the point where it was basically the only song you would listen to for some amount of time period?
Yeah, like actually...
2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, if I can go quite recent, there's this one song that I actually heard for the first time a couple of days ago. It's called Lightworks by Jay Dilla. It's like Jay Dilla was like a famous producer back in like the early 2000s and before that. So yeah, this song I heard for the first time, and I would just kept listening to it for like probably like 10 times in one day. I mean, that's the most I ever do. Like, like I don't really listen to songs on repeat that often, but that one I just couldn't stop listening to. There was something about the beginning especially. So I'm actually going to play it later tonight, but
interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'll definitely stay tuned then. So it's called Lightworks by...
By Jay Dilla. It's like an electronic... It's very cool. I like it a lot, but yeah.
So I just searched it, and it seems as if he was also on the song Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
Jay Dilla?
Is that... Yeah. Did he, like, do the beat for that song, or...?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I have to look into that, but I think...
Okay.
He's, like a more of, like, an old-school producer, I think.
Okay.
Because, like, yeah, a lot of his older stuff from, like, the early 2000s especially. But, you know, I honestly haven't listened to a lot of his music, but, yeah, I definitely want to after hearing this one song, but, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I will definitely give that one a listen. I've been, that'll be a good song to listen to.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing it later in the show.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so hope everyone out there listening stays tuned for Lightworks by Jay Dilla.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks so much for answering my question again, Sammy K. And I'll be tuning in next week as well. Same time.
All right, great.
Okay.
Thanks for calling
in.
See
you around. Bye.
See ya. All right, so, yeah, Lightworks, I'll be playing that later. So I'll just talk about what I played before. So the first song, of course, Portuguese Knife Fight by Cage the Elephant. Also recommended it to me by Leanne, so thanks, Leanne. Actually, the second song, Frontin' by Pharrell Williams, featuring Jay-Z, that was on a playlist that Leanne actually shared with me. It's called Gucci. It's a Gucci playlist. I'm forgetting the name actually, but apparently Gucci makes playlists. And this one was called, I'm actually going to pull it up right now. It's called The Voyager, A Journey into Beatmaking, which has some nice ambient beats. Flume is on here. I know I'm a big fan of Flume. Sophie's on here. Shout out to Armand. Armand really likes Sophie. So this song by Pharrell was just on. And then Lightworks is also on it. So yeah, if you like that one song and you like Lightworks, definitely check out this playlist. It's pretty cool. I haven't listened to much of it either, but I'm definitely going to when I get a chance because it seems like there's a lot of good artists on here. Cool. So I will move along with the music. So next up we have Invisible Man by A1. So enjoy this one.
Time, rocking a rope chain was the preferable style. Rocking up cocaine was the preferable way of earning enough money to buy one. So young brown folks would supply young brown folks with the dope to get high, knowing they'd be back for another dose if they tried one, till they can't get enough of it. It all came from the government. Sorry, got sidetracked trying to describe the context where life was first live at. 87 was the year, but 29th Street was the block where I lived the first five at. After that it got weird. Pops moved out, I would stay at his house all the time back then. One room shack above a store. Fast forward to the cocaine sack under the floor at mama's crib when I turned 20. Though it earned money, didn't wanna do dirt where mama lived. So I moved out, got my own whipped and I cruised out. Talk shit, get a bruised mouth. Was the attitude back in the day, then it changed to peace, love and happiness pays anyways. Let me touch back on the crack thing. Crack thing.
We have been crack fiends back when we were 20 years old. If nobody ever had told us all the things we did not know. don't know.
GMO.
Nobody know a damn thing.
Growth hormones.
Nobody know a damn thing.
Skull and bones.
Nobody know a damn thing.
Didn't anybody teach you about your money wars?
Nobody know a damn thing.
Warming glow.
Still nobody know a damn thing.
Tap your phone.
Nobody know a damn thing.
Didn't anybody tell you about them?
Nope. That's why I kinda see myself when I see a homeless man begging for a piece of wealth, cuz everybody needs help, but all these rich motherfuckers wanna act like it's a black thing. That was the original plan, to buy a slave and deal him an unforgivable hand. Free that slave, but don't even give him minimal land. And when he homeless, treat him like he's the invisible man. Even though our differences are so minimal, and we all came from the very same seminal sand that created the first woman and original man, we still treat each other like the worst criminals. Damn. Anyways, back to my story. Fuck that, ignore me. The story I was telling y'all earlier along has so many gaps in it. If I told it all, it would be so fucking long. With so many raps in it, you get tired of it. So I'ma hurry up the song. Gone.
From the dead.
All right. You just heard Invisible Man by A1, followed by Compass by Zoliday, the Lewis the Child remix. Yeah, so cool. So yeah, that first song, Invisible Man, actually my friend Greg shared it with me over the summer. So shout out to Greg if you're listening. Yeah, it actually uses a very popular sample, which I think I've played before on the show, to be honest. I think it's by the artist XXYYXX called About You, that song. Very popular sample, I think sampled by SZA once before. Oh, looks like we've got another caller, so let's see who this might be. Caller, hello. Who is this?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Is this Sammy K? Am I on the air?
Yeah, Sammy K. Yes, that's me. Who is this?
Hi, Sammy. How are you? This is Clovis.
Clovis. Oh, Clovis. I see that you're calling from a 215 area code number, which I know is in the Philadelphia area, so I'm just curious where you might be calling from right now.
Yeah, that's right. I was born in the Philadelphia area. My family moved to the Bethesda, Maryland area when I was probably around two and a half, three.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So you had a phone at age two or two, I guess, age two.
Two and a half, three, perhaps.
Okay, we'll run with that. All right. All right, so what
are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, actually. Haven't had a lot of homework to do, so it's been kind of a relaxing weekend. But, yeah, how about you, Clovis?
That's great. No, it's been a great weekend. You know, not too much work myself. Just a lot of networking, to be honest. But
oh, networking. Very nice. Very nice.
Oh.
Hello?
Hi. Yeah, hi. Sorry, I lost connection.
Oh, no worries. So, why might you be calling tonight? Just curious.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Great question. I was wondering, honestly, you know, as a big finance guy, what are your thoughts on the coronavirus?
Personally, I'm not a big finance guy, but I will share some thoughts on coronavirus because I know that's something, a very big thing going on right now, coronavirus, the outbreak, a lot of talk about that. As a student studying economics, however, I can shed some light on the outbreak, not as a finance person, but I mean, it's been interesting to see that the stocks, you know, they dropped a lot last week. So I think there's a lot of uncertainty. We don't really know what's going on. But one article that I did read today, though, was in the New York Times that that as the coronavirus has been spreading, carbon emissions, actually, especially from China, have really dropped off significantly. I think they're at 25% lower than they were at this time last year. So I think it'll be interesting to see how where that goes from here. I mean, yeah. What about you? What are your thoughts on coronavirus?
Well, no. So I understand, like, you're talking a lot about the stock market.
Yeah.
Morally.
The
stock market. Are you for or against the coronavirus?
Morally, am I for or against the coronavirus? From the stock market or what? Just morally?
Morally. No, like personal preference, you know, the people you know, the people you've heard about, are you in favor or are you opposed to the coronavirus?
Personally, I am opposed to the coronavirus. I don't think anyone's in favor of it. I mean, I can't think of anyone that would be in favor of it. Are you in favor of it? Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm deeply opposed.
Deeply opposed. Okay, I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah, me as well. To be honest, that's the main reason I was calling. So, you know, I'm glad we're on the same page. You know, that's the first thing I kind of wanted to get out of the way before we proceeded. Again, you know, because we're talking a bit about finance, I was wondering, you know, what industries, you know, forgetting what the market's kind of already considered, what industries do you think might be impacted by the coronavirus in the next four, maybe five and a half months?
What industries? Honestly, I can't, like, I'm not, like, you keep characterizing me as a finance guy. I'm not a finance guy. It's not something that I'm interested in, but I mean, I honestly can't think of the markets impacted. Like, that's not something that I've been thinking about a lot. I mean, if you have any ideas, feel free to share.
No, this is actually why I'm calling. I'm looking for some insight. But
oh, you're looking for some insight. Okay, well, I think you should try someone else. I really don't have any insight on that, you know, personally.
No worries. Totally understand. Appreciate, you know,
yeah,
your response. Elvis Presley, you know, king of rock, as they say. What do you think his opinion on the coronavirus might have been? Do you think he would have been in favor?
I have no idea what he would have thought, but if I had to guess, I would have guessed no, not in favor, because like I said earlier, I don't think anyone would be in favor of it. Like, do you know anyone who's in favor of it? I don't know.
What about Michael Jackson, perhaps?
Michael Jackson. I don't know. I have no idea what this has to do with the coronavirus, but I have no idea.
Sorry. I feel like I'm getting a bit off track.
I think so.
Get a sense of... I'm sorry. No, it's okay. Getting a sense of, like, your taste on music and artists of the present and the past. Let's try again. How about Chance the Rapper?
Chance the Rapper. I mean, I like his music. It's pretty good. Not a big fan of his latest album, but about coronavirus, I have no idea what he would probably be opposed. I mean,
why would he be opposed?
I mean, like I said, I don't think anyone's in favor of it. I don't know where you get this idea from that someone would be in favor of it. You know?
I hear you.
Okay, great.
I do appreciate it. I think, honestly, I feel like you've answered my questions. I do appreciate it.
Okay, well, I thought I answered it pretty clearly, but that's okay.
You did, no, I think you've answered my questions.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, for sure.
No worries.
No problem. All right.
Thanks for calling, Clovis.
Thank you for having me.
All right,
farewell.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
All right, Clovis. Interesting person. Don't really know what he was talking about with people being opposed to the coronavirus, but that's okay. We'll move on from that. Or people being in favor. My mistake. All right, so we're going to play the song that I was talking about earlier with Lucas, called Lightworks by Jay Dilla from Donuts. So, yeah, please enjoy this one.
The Tomorrow People.
What is the magic that makes one's eyes sparkle and gleam, light up the skies? The name of the game is Lightworks.
Listen up.
Thank you.
you just heard Lightworks by J Dilla, followed by Is It True by Tame Impala from his latest album, The Slow Rush. Hope you enjoyed those two songs. Is It True by Tame Impala? I really like that one from the album. I mean, I kind of like most of the album. I know it wasn't, I mean, people have been comparing it to Currents because that's his previous album, and that's a very good one. A lot of great hits from that. But I personally like The Slow Rush. Some people may not, but yeah, some great bangers off of that. All right, so we've got another caller. Another caller. We'll see who this is. Hello?
Hi, this is Max from South Carolina once again. I'm here this time.
Max from South Carolina. Welcome.
Yep. Oh, nice. I am on the air.
Yes, you're on the air.
So, I was just listening to a bit of the Beach Boys, and I realized they're a pretty underrated 60s band. As a music podcast, I just wanted to know, are you a Beach Boys or Beatles fan? And which one of those in the debate would you prefer?
Beach Boys versus the Beatles. Honestly, I think I'd go with the Beatles. I just think they're more of a, like, they've done more, like, they've, I don't know, I think they're more of a significant band in the history of music and rock music and all that.
That's a good point. And speaking of South Carolina, where I'm from,
yeah.
Joe Biden recently won the primaries. I know you can't talk politics. I'm just curious. Joe Biden, do you think he agrees with you on Beatles over Beach Boys, or would he take the Beach Boys? He seems more of a Beach Boys guy to me.
What was that question again?
So Joe Biden recently won the primaries. For you don't know, Joe Biden is a 78-year-old presidential candidate.
I'm familiar.
Barack Obama. So I was curious where you think he would side on the debate of the Beach Boys versus the Beatles.
Where would he side? Honestly, I literally have no idea. It's just the previous caller asked me what other artists would side on the coronavirus, whether opposed or unopposed. I have no idea how these people would think.
That's a good question. I was actually listening to Clover right before this. So would you say Joe Biden would be in for or opposed to the coronavirus thing? It just got me thinking.
I mean, I feel like that's a political question, so I'm not really going to go there because it's
a
current event, you know.
I really don't want to answer, but we can transition back to music to make you feel more comfortable. Is there a band you feel would be in favor of the coronavirus?
No, I literally don't think anyone would be in favor of it. This is such a pointless question.
That's an awfully politically correct answer of you. It seems so you're dabbling into politics.
Oh, I am not. I literally don't think anyone would be opposed. Like, I mean, what did I say? I don't think anyone would be in favor of it.
What about certain fascist regimes, communist regimes? There are certain people who just are the antithesis of democracy. Wouldn't they be in favor of
democracy? Okay, I mean, that's another political question. We can't talk about that here.
I understand. No, I understand completely. I just want to wish Clover a good day from before. I hope he's still listening. And I just want to thank you for taking the time to talk to me. Really informative. I'll be sure to keep up with the show.
Great.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
I will say you sound a lot like Bert from BU who called last week and I think the week before. So would you like to comment on that? I mean, I don't know.
I've not listened to the show before. I recently got a recommendation from a friend. Like I said, South Carolina, the College of Charleston here. I don't really know Bert from BU, you said? Boston University, you mean?
Yeah. You just sound a lot like him.
No, that's interesting. I'll be sure to look back. Are there archives I can look through to hear the similarities?
Yes, there are archives. You can, if you click on my show on WMFO.org, you can figure out, actually click on the schedule and then click my show.
I found that was awfully presumptuous of you. I'll be sure to look into it. Is there anything, you have any questions for me or?
No, that's all I had. I don't have any questions.
Okay, well, enjoy the rest of your night. I hope the rest of your show goes well. I'll be keeping in touch with the show in the future. So I look forward to listening.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much, Sammy. Have a great night.
You too. All right. Yeah. If you think he sounded a lot like Bert from BU, please let me know, because he definitely did. So we'll move along with the music. Next up, we have a new song that just came out this week. It's a remix of a 100 Gek song remixed by Charlie XCX, Rico Nasty, and Cara Cara Bonito. So I really like this song. We'll talk more about 100 Gek after. So I'm actually going to be playing another one after it, another 100 Gek song. So do enjoy this one.
My voice, or is it hard to talk when you're scared of where the call is coming from?
My boy's got his own ringtone.
It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone.
It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone.
It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone.
It's the only one I know. It's the only one I answer.
I think I might be addicted to your kisses.
Be next year.
Kiss me on my left cheek, love me like my bestie. On the phone with Ashley, rush it like an athlete. We be at the games, yeah, but we never play them. He could be in danger, I still wouldn't save him. I be in the front like Rudolph the Reindeer.
I can tell you got a crush, that's the reason why you came here.
You ain't gotta lie, just be honest with yourself. You wouldn't be here if it was for anyone else. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know.
Take like 10 tries, hurting my
shit. Dolce and Spencer. Now you got me feeling like a trenches. I can do anything I put my mind to. You can't do anything, even if you want to.
I make my money on my own, yeah. Waking up 5 in the morning, yeah. Throw money in the oven, yeah. Fuck sleeping, his cousin, yeah. I've been on the road, yeah. Spend my money like it's stolen, yeah. Shit, I'm already broken. It's only 7:45 in the morning, yeah.
Alright, so we've got another caller on with us right now. Actually, two callers on with us right now. So the first caller who I spoke with earlier, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
Mahmoud from Ontario, Canada.
Mahmoud from Ontario, Canada.
It's Mahmoud, first of all.
Oh, my mistake. And the other caller, who is this?
Maverick,
okay. Maverick, a former caller. Last week, I think, right?
Yes. I'm a big fan of the show.
Thanks for listening, Maverick.
Thank you. I do it for the music taste, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks. All right. So, did you call with anything to say? Like, any comments, questions at all? Maverick.
Oh, me first?
Yeah.
Well, I would like to comment on your question. I do believe that Bert from BU and what was it, Max from South Carolina?
Yeah.
Sounds very similar. Which leads to question, is Bert from BU, you know, disguising himself to continue to take the other side? Is he your nemesis, is my question. Is he the anti-Sam?
I mean, that's a pretty deep question. I feel like, I mean, if it's true, if it's the same person, I feel like he's just calling to bother me in some way, I guess. But, I mean, if that's the case, then yeah, I feel like he might be the anti-Sam. I mean,
I said that's quite presumptuous of you.
Oh, quite presumptuous of me. Okay. All right.
Well, now, if he is the anti-Sam, is it your job to now call into his show and bother him?
I mean, if that's the case, if he has a show, I'd love to call in and speak with him on his show. I mean, this is my show. I'm letting him onto my show,
Or his university show?
I'm sorry?
Is it your show or is it the university show?
Oh, this is my show. But... I have the privilege of using the station here to do my show. Yeah.
Hey.
All right. So any other thoughts, anyone, either of you?
I mean, I'd like to continue talking. Like, Nachma, did you bring anything good for us today? Hello?
What are your thoughts on,
Cinnamon rolls. I think they're pretty good.
If you're gonna compare a cinnamon roll to like an artist, who would you compare it to?
Who would I compare it to? I literally have no idea.
I would have to say The Weeknd. You know.
The Weeknd.
Yeah, because on the surface he's flashy, right? But then you go deeper, you got so many layers, right?
I guess so. Yeah. I guess so. What about you, Maverick? What would you say?
What was the question? What type of artist is a cinnamon roll?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, people aren't food, so I don't equate the two.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I agree with that.
Yeah. Maverick, I'd love to hear more of your thoughts on this issue, you know?
Yeah, like, I believe people are people, like, people like to use, like, similes, like, worked as hard as a horse, like, silly metaphor, like, silly simile, like, people aren't animals.
Yeah.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, I feel like that's pretty straightforward. I agree with that, Maverick. So we've got, it's actually 12:50, so there's some things I wanted to get to. So unfortunately, I'm going to have to end this conversation if that's okay with you guys.
That's fine.
I have just a guest question here. We have my friend from China. He has something to say.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? My name is Ling Ling.
Okay, I'm going to actually move on. I don't really have time for this conversation right now. I'm going to, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to hang up.
Tell Armand.
And,
all right.
I'm in favor of coronavirus, not opposed.
Not opposed.
Yeah. So, what do you know about ethnic cleansing?
All right, thanks for calling. Just hung up with that caller. I'm sorry about that. I don't really know who that was. So we've got a couple more songs. Actually, I'm going to get to my PSA. All right. In the event of a car crash, 3 out of 4 kids are not secure as they should be because their car seats are not used correctly. But the latch system makes it easier to get it right and to hold your kids tight. Anchor, tether, latch. Learn more at safercar.gov. All right. We've got time for a few more songs. So this was actually requested to me by a friend of mine. It's called Atlantic City by The Band. Enjoy.
Well, they blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night, and they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on the promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies, someday he comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Job and I put my money away, but I got the kind of debt that no honest man can pay. So I threw out what I had from the Central Trust, and I bought us 2 tickets on that Coast City bus. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact, but maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Now our luck may have died and our love may be cold, but with you forever I'll stay. We're going out where the sand turns to gold.
looking for a job, but it's hard to find. There's winners and there's losers, and I'm south of the line. Well, I'm tired of getting caught out on the losing end. But I talked to a man last night, gonna do a little favor for him. Well, everything dies, maybe that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair.
You just heard Atlantic City by the band that was requested to me by a friend. So just one thing I wanted to say earlier about 100 Gecs, I didn't get a chance. They're actually coming to Cambridge in April, so hopefully, I think I'm going to be able to make that show. If anyone else is in the Boston, Cambridge area, please look into 100 Gecs. It should be a fun concert. I actually saw them once before as an opener to Brockhampton earlier last semester. So yeah, it was nice to see them. Looking forward to seeing them again. Yeah. All right, so it's 12:58, pretty late here. I'm going to send you all off with one more song. It's called Intentions by Justin Bieber featuring Quavo. I actually mentioned this song last weekend. Yeah. So yeah, enjoy this one. Thank you all for tuning in. Remember to tune in next week. Hope you all had a good time with the show. I definitely had a good time. A lot of callers. Yeah, it was good. Good conversations for the most part. So this is DJ Sammy K. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Intentions by Justin Bieber. Enjoy.
Picture perfect, you don't need no filter. Gorgeous, make them drop.